Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but baseball's coming home to Wharton-on-Thames. And to tell me all about it, I've got Joanna Gordon, who's the MD of Wharton-on-Thames Trading Alliance, Graham Mann, who's the Community Engagement Manager at Wharton-on-Thames Cricket Club, and DJ Mike Reid from the British Plaque Trust, who's the chairman of that. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning, Graham.
Good morning. Hi. Perhaps I can start with you, Mike, because I believe it's you that found out about this in the beginning. How did it all happen?
Well, yeah, I mean, not actually me. I mean, David Block, who wrote the book, I think found out about it, but I don't know when. I mean, it's been in existence in the Westminster paper for a long time. Who actually first uncovered it or let anyone else know? But around 2010, Tony Samuels, who's now chairman of Surrey County Council, pointed it out to me, and I said, that's fascinating. And he said, yeah, it came to light in this paper. Now, who he heard it from, I don't know, probably some Surrey historian or something. So it came to light about that time when David was working on his book, I don't know, but it didn't really make the papers in a big way then. And I said, this is something rather extraordinary because it's a global game like football, like cricket, like tennis. So it's a massive discovery, really. It really is to say... You couldn't really say it was the cradle of baseball, but the first recorded game of baseball 100 years before America thought they invented it, and indeed, before America was even invented.
Indeed.
when it was still a colony. So,
yeah.
But, you know, quite rightly, of course, I mean, a lot of music and sport and stuff like that went over with the Pilgrims and beyond. So, of course, you know, we took a lot of stuff to America. But they've rather extraordinarily... taken it to their bosom, which is lovely, because I thought they were going to be up in arms about it and say, oh, this is terrible, we invented the game, what do they think they're playing at, let's have another war. but no, they've got very excited about it and rather embraced it, which is lovely.
That's great stuff. I see the first recorded entry then is in 1749 in the Whitehall Evening Post.
That's right, yes. I mean, it was on the land Ashley Park, then owned by Lord Sackville, the Earl of Middlesex, and the Prince of Wales was one of his great chums. They were both great cricket fans. And Frederick, of course, died either being hit by a baseball or a cricket ball.
Oh, dear.
44. I mean, he was the son of George II and the father of George III, but never, of course, you know, became king because a cricket ball or a baseball finished him off.
well, that's history, isn't it?
Yeah, so he played in the match, and a lot of luminaries. Apparently the weather was foul, the paper recorded, it was atrocious weather, so they were obviously very dedicated, because most people, if it starts pouring, it's very tight, let's pack it in, you know, go in. But they kept playing through the pouring rain, so they obviously loved the game and were dedicated to it.
Right, okay, so there we go, this history then, 270 years ago, on the grounds now where Wharton Cricket Club is.
That's right, yeah, and I spoke to Graham a year or two back, and I said, yeah, we should really do something about this. We talked about it for quite a while, so I thought the answer would be to talk to Graham and say, this would be wonderful, because that same piece of land, when you look at the old maps, there's a sort of strange diamond shape from the old drive, which is now Ashley Park Avenue.
Oh.
You think, well, it's almost virtually the same spot. So with the Americans, when we talked to the Americans, they said, you mean it's not being built over? There are not buildings all over it, which they assume you just build over everything. And I said, no, it's as it was, which they can't quite believe, you know, to have it on the same spot and to have sports still played on the same spot as well is wonderful. I mean, it's terrific. So I said to Graham, we should definitely do this, you know.
Right, so that's how it all started then, Graham, really?
That's right. I remember the moment particularly well, actually. And Mike's voice is undoubtedly one of the kind of more recognisable voices in the UK, if I might say so. So when he picked up the phone, I'd never spoken to him before. He told me who he was, and he didn't even have to say his name, actually. I knew who it was straight away.
I know. He's the soundtrack of our life, I think we could say, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Now, Mike, I know you're the chairman of the British Plaque Trust, so that's great that we're keeping these plaques going, and I believe there's going to be a plaque unveiled on the 7th of July.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, the blue plaques have been going since the 1860s when an MP called William Ewart, not William Ewart Gladstone, but William Ewart, suggested it. The Arts Royal Arts Council took it up, and they did it until 1901, then the LCC, then from the 60s the GLC, then English Heritage. But that's only been London. They've only ever done London, with the Heritage Foundation for many years. We did them across the country, and then decided to form the British Plaque Trust, so that we talked about 10 years ago, and we've now taken it into the Commonwealth as well. So we've extended it into the Commonwealth, which is 53 countries, 2.4 billion people, third of the world. So we thought that would be a good idea and be a pretty inclusive thing to do. But yeah, the plaque for this one goes up next Sunday on the cricket ground, which is great. As I say, sport's still being played there. They're still, you know, still playing on that same piece of ground. And I got hold of Robert Sackville, who's the current Sackville, and said, you know, your ancestor, could you come and unveil it? But he's going to be abroad. Oh. He sent us a lovely note, so we do have a link to the past there. And I think it's going to be, you know, I think it's going to be great for Waltham-on-Thames, because the Americans I've spoken to said, hey, well, we want to go down and have a look. We want to go, and I think they will make a little pilgrimage down there to see it.
Absolutely amazing. My only other recollection of fame for Waltham-on-Thames, I think it was the original site for the Camping and Caravan Club of Great Britain. That's the only other one I know. But Graham, tell us a bit more about Waltham the Cricket Club these days.
Obviously, first and foremost, we are a cricket club. But for those people that haven't been to the cricket club before, you may not know where it is, because it's actually very hidden from view. It's, if you know where home base is on New Zealand Avenue, we're actually behind home base. So a lot of people come to the cricket club and say, hey, what a lovely place you've got here. It's really beautiful setting. But we never knew you were here. So one of my kind of objectives when I took over the chairmanship of the cricket club was really to try and put Walton on the map. And So you know, we kind of reached out to schools, organisations, charities, etc., etc., to try and form relationships with different parts of the community. And in fact, that's how I met Joanna at WATA, because we wanted to increase the number of events that we were putting on. One of them 5 years ago was the Waltham-on-Thames Beer Festival. So got in touch with Joanna, and Joanna's got a role within within the community to promote Waltham, to make it a better place to live and work, and to also to help put Waltham on the map. So we started to work together on the beer festival. So it was a natural thing to do. To when we discovered about the baseball history, to talk to Joanna and to see how we could make this a really big event for Waltham.
And really such a great location, being so close to the town centre as well.
It is. It's good for transport, but it's also great for people just to walk, come on bikes, etc. So, yeah, we're hoping for a big attendance on the 7th of July.
And Joanna, perhaps you can just tell us a little bit more about WATA.
So we're the Local Trading Alliance. We formed 3 years ago, and we've been working to connect, basically. That's my main aim. I think we all know high streets are suffering in this current climate. And I think unless you get your community engaged with your town, they're not going to be loyal to the town. And so that was kind of my ethos behind it. And so we have worked really hard to connect the churches, the schools, the local community groups, like the cricket club, connect them all together. We help share equipment when we have an event, so we don't all have to buy all this equipment. And we now know who we can call on to help us when we need help, and it works really well.
Great community, great networking as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So what can we expect on Sunday then, the 7th of July? What's going to be happening?
So it's going to start with an all-churches service. So there's a Waltham Churches Together who work, and when Remembrance Day, we run Remembrance Day now in the town as well, and they take it in turns to lead that. And they're coming at 10:15 and cancelling their 11 o'clock services and coming and doing a service in the park adjacent to the cricket club. And then in the park adjacent to the cricket club, we'll also have food trucks and things to eat and children's rides, so blow-up castles, bungee jumps and things like that, as well as we've got four cricket cages. I don't know if you know what a cricket cage
is. I do, yes.
Oh, there we go. But other people might not know. They're where they train and throw balls and hit balls and what have you.
But they're nets to stop them going too
exactly,
far.
Exactly, yes. And so we have four of those available on the day, and they'll be, people can have a go at baseball, hitting a baseball with a baseball bat, hitting a softball with a softball bat, a children's version, and then a pitching one with a speed gun.
Right.
So you can find out how hard you can throw a ball, and, for example, your professional baseballer, I now know a fact about baseball.
We're all learning fast,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Throws them at like over 90 miles an hour.
Really?
Right. And I believe cricketers are about the same, but it'd be interesting to see if a cricketer could throw it harder or faster than a baseballer.
There we are. Do you know that one, Mike?
No, I don't, but I know, I mean, baseball pitchers throw the ball and cricketers bowl the ball.
Oh,
unless
right.
they've got a bent arm and get pulled up by the umpire, which some people have, as Graham would know. There's that, yes, the cricketers are meant to have the bowling action, whereas, you know, pitchers can have a throwing action.
So what you're saying, Mike, is if a cricketer threw it faster or as fast, they would actually more skill involved.
They would what? They would?
There'd be more skill involved.
No, not necessarily. It's two different actions, I think. I don't know. I mean, although a cricketer does, as Graham knows, if you're on the boundary, you're using a throwing action from the boundary, so you've got to be able to throw a ball. I mean, at school, we always had the throwing the cricket ball, and it is a skill throwing it, you know, certainly.
Right, well, it's going to be interesting seeing that. I see there's a first match then about 11:05.
It starts, 11:05. We're having the American National Anthem and the British National Anthem sung by two local groups.
Oh, lovely.
I know, isn't that fab? And then we start with the demonstration baseball game by the GB National Squad, which is super exciting. So most people who've never seen a baseball game, including me, can come down and see some actual proper professional high-quality players.
Yeah.
And there'll be a commentator from Baseball Softball UK, as well as Mike is going to be commentating as well, but obviously, the guy from Baseball Softball UK has facts about baseball that he knows. He's going to share with everybody watching so we can learn something. And then we break for lunch and then we have the blue plaque presentation and some speeches. And then the historian who actually proved the fact, David Block, who's very well known in America, is coming to our event. And so he's going to be doing book signings and a speech all about this history in the afternoon. And then in lunch break, we also have performances by local groups, some singing and some cheerleading and things like that going on. And then in the afternoon, a softball game. So we've got a VIP tent with local VIPs and a few internationals. And we're doing a softball game where they can have a go, because most people haven't even picked up a softball bat, let alone a baseball bat.
Indeed. You never know. This might all catch on.
It might.
Could this be the something big?
Well, we're working with Baseball Softball UK, whose remit is to get baseball and softball into every park in the country. And so they're keen to spread the word about what's available. And they have a website where anybody who's interested in learning how to play can go on and find out what the nearest site to them.
Right. Mike, so you've been getting ready for this commentary today on Sunday?
Well, I'm the idiot. I'm the... I'm the ventriloquist dummy on this one because obviously they know more about it. So I'll just be sort of beefing up the atmosphere and telling people where they can buy sizzling sausages and ice cream and stuff like that. The important stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
So do that. But of course, Graham, there will be a celebrity match in the afternoon, and we are one short. And I know you like to get out there and.
Well, I will see if I can get there. Yes, I'm actually on air till about 2, but I'll see if I can get down there.
Oh,
later
plenty
on.
Of time. Plenty of time.
Oh, damn. I've got two left hands. Anyway, well, thank you very much for coming in today to Joanna, to Graham, and to Mike being on the line. And we wish you every success for this Sunday, the 7th of July.
Thanks, Graham,
thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you.
Good to have you along.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Baseball's coming home.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Baseball's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Baseball's coming home.
Three feathers on his crest. Prince of Wales still beaming. First played over here. History's revealing.
It's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming. Baseball's coming home. It's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming. Baseball's coming home. coming home. It's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming, baseball's coming home.
Baseball's coming home!
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.